The female orgasm has perplexed scientists, fueled an equality movement, and propelled Meg Ryan to fame. Now researchers say they may have found its evolutionary roots. The purpose of the euphoric sensation has long puzzled scientists, as it's not necessary for conception and is often not experienced by women during sex itself. But scientists in the US have come up with an answer. Human female orgasm, they say, might be a spin-off from our evolutionary past where the hormonal surges that accompany it were crucial for reproduction. It is important to stress that it didn't look like the human female orgasm looks like now, said Mihaila Pavlikev, co-author of the study from Cincinnati Children's Hospital. We think that the hormonal surge is the core that was maybe modified further in humans. Writing in the journal JEZ Molecular and Developmental Evolution, Pavlikev and co-author Gunter Wagner from Yale University describe how they delved into the anatomy and the behaviour of a host of placental animals to uncover the evolutionary origin of the female orgasm, based on the hormonal surges associated with it. In mammals, such as cats and rabbits, these surges occur during sex and play a crucial role in signalling the eggs to be released from the female's ovaries. By contrast, in a variety of other animals, including humans and other primates, females ovulate spontaneously. By tracing these mechanisms of ovulation across the evolutionary tree of mammals, the authors found that so-called male-induced ovulation predates spontaneous ovulation, with spontaneous ovulation likely to have arisen in the common ancestor of primates and rodents around 75 million years ago. That, they say, suggests that human female orgasm could have its roots in a mechanism for the release of eggs during sex, a mechanism that became redundant with the evolution of spontaneous ovulation. With female orgasm potentially going on to acquire other roles. There is a lot of discussion about whether it could have any functions like in bonding behaviour and things like that, so we cannot exclude that it has actually co-opted some other function after it lost its function in reproduction, said Pavlikev. The authors say that the theory is backed up by comparison of the position of the clitoris, which gives rise to orgasms in different mammals. Species that rely on hormonal surges during sex to ovulate tend to have a clitoris inside or near the female sex canal, making it more likely to be stimulated during sex. But the authors note, those that ovulate spontaneously have the clitoris further away. That, says Pavlikev, also helps to explain why many women do not have orgasms during sex itself. It seems very natural not to automatically accompany orgasm with copulation, she said. David Putz from Pennsylvania State University said the theory is plausible enough, he stresses. It only looks at the hormonal component of the female orgasm. Of course, it is difficult or impossible to investigate sexual pleasure in non-human animals. But, he adds, the new research goes a long way to boosting out the understanding of the ancestral form of the human female orgasm. Oh, fuck. From that, we can explore how these components have changed over evolutionary time in response to putative selection pressures. Elizabeth Lloyd, professor of biology at Indiana University and author of The Case of the Female Orgasm, also described the research as important. I think they're onto some pretty interesting ideas tracing back to what occurs today as orgasm and seeing where it came from, she said. But, says Lloyd, she is yet to be convinced by Wagner and Pavlikev's theory, not least because it does not take into account neurological and muscular aspects of the human female orgasm. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. What's more, she says, Very little is known about orgasms in the females of other species. Instead, Lloyd favours the theory that female orgasms are simply a happy quirk of embryo development. It is only at 8 weeks that there is a surge of male hormones that turns the genitals into male genitals, she said. While men need to orgasm in order to transfer sperm, women, said Lloyd, end up with the nerve and muscle tissues for orgasm as a fantastic bonus. It all seems to be rather purposeless, except for the enjoyment, obviously. I can't stop it. It doesn't mean that it is not important, it just means it doesn't have an evolutionary purpose. Okay, I've run out of article, but I want to carry on orgasming, so now I'm reading another one, sorry. Climax and orgasm are both parts of sexual activity. Whilst many people use the words interchangeably, some believe they have different definitions. By these definitions, an orgasm is the build-up of pleasure just before a climax, while a climax is the peak of the orgasm. When the sexual pleasure is the most intense. Most scientific researchers consider orgasm and climax to be the same thing. However, some people consider them to have two different definitions. This article will look into the possible differences between climax and orgasm and tips on achieving orgasm. What is a climax? Some people consider climax to be the feeling of intense pleasure a person feels at the peak of an orgasm. Other individuals consider climax and orgasm to be the same thing. During climax, a person's pelvic floor muscles contract repeatedly. Some people can climax multiple times during sexual activity, whilst others may climax once or not at all. It can be typical for a person to not climax. However, they can speak with a healthcare professional if they have concerns with this. There are various ways someone can achieve climax, such as vaginal sex, oral sex, anal sex, masturbation, stimulation of the something zones, such as the nipples. However, everyone is different, and things that cause one person to climax may not work for another. What is an orgasm? I think I've got a pretty good idea what orgasm is. Oh, fuck me.